Hopefully, if you've been watching the Rio Paralympics, you've seen that in no way is disability a disadvantage when it comes to competing in sport. Now, over the last couple of days, we saw a wheelchair sports expo held in Barangaroo Reserve gave budding wheelchair athletes as well as able-bodied people a chance to sample over a dozen different wheelchair sports. Talk a little bit more about it is Kathleen Nicholls. She's from Wheelchair Sports New South Wales. She's on the line to chat about the state of the sport in New South Wales. A very good morning to you, Kathleen.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, how did the expo go? What exactly was on display?
Oh, we had wheelchair tennis, we had wheelchair rugby, wheelchair badminton, we had para table tennis, so you can play in a chair, or if, like Melissa Tapper, who's across in the Paralympics, with some limb impairment. There was golf, empower golf, where you we had a swing into a blow-up kind of driving range type situation, but there's a golf buggy that enables people who require a wheelchair to be strapped in and moved to be in an upright position and held in there, and they can have a good swing as well. We had some Football New South Wales action, and we did try some adaptive golf and soccer with rattles and bells in the balls and things like that. But we had so many school kids in yesterday morning, it was actually quite loud and quite difficult to do it because blind sports, you need to be very quiet.
So we
also had adaptive cycling, so hand cycling or recumbent bikes where you lay back and pedal with legs if you have restricted mobility.
What an amazing selection. I've got to say, as someone who's a bit of a fan of wheelchair rugby ever since I saw the documentary Murder Ball many, many years ago, I actually didn't realise there were so many different sports on offer.
Look, there are, and it's not just wheelchair sports that are on offer, it's the disability sector. There's a huge range. We had lawn bowls and boccia on offer as well. And boccia is a cerebral palsy sport. And we tend to, in wheelchair sport, link it to lawn bowls. It's a similar idea. There's very technical differences, but they were also on offer there. And so, yeah, there's quite a range of sports and a range of adaptions for disabilities. I'm sure if anybody's watching the Paralympics, they would see the different classifications come up.
Well, we've seen some absolutely inspirational performances from the Paralympics. It's been an incredible thing to watch over at Rio.
Yeah.
But for people who aren't the trained athletes, are there groups to get involved with this sort of stuff?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I would say Wheelchair Sport New South Wales. Mm-hmm. We have a website which you can contact and find a lot of information about. Would probably be a good starting point for anybody who has any interest in participating in sport with a disability. And if we don't have a sport that is either appropriate or of interest, I'm sure we would have the links and the ability to find out who they would need to contact.
Is participation growing? I mean, do you see around sort of Paralympics a bit of a boost, but do people stick around?
Look, it is really interesting. We always do find a spike in interest, and whether it translates to participation is research that we don't actually undertake, but looking at our membership, people would typically stick around and for the first 12 months and often give multiple sports a go. So people might sort of start off thinking they want to jump in and play wheelchair rugby. They might find it's too violent or too technical because both happen. Basketball is a really common one, and wheelchair basketball is something that a lot of people like to be able to join in. And we allow able bodies to come along and people who have no disability to jump in and have a go and can become members as well of wheelchair sport and join in. And we have regular training sessions throughout Sydney and throughout New South Wales. And often we find the teams can be made up. It's based on a classification system. And so able bodies are just more expensive to have on the court. So they don't tend to get quite as much play time because they're quite expensive.
That actually is fascinating. I hadn't expected that. I thought it'd be a huge spectator sport, but I hadn't thought that people would actually want to get involved.
Oh, it's too much fun. Why wouldn't you?
Obviously, why not? And just quickly, is this a big sort of cost of entry for people who want to sign up for these? Or are there ways to kind of make it work for anyone on any kind of economic level?
Yeah, look, absolutely. For wheelchair sports, we have our membership for those who have a disability and are classifiable in any of our sports. Our first year of membership is free. for anybody else, for anybody continuing with us beyond that, or anybody who just wants to be a member. Our membership is only $30 a year.
Oh, wow.
And within that membership, we have loan chair systems and programs. So there's a small bond, but it is a bond. So if you return the chair after 12 months and it's in perfect working order, you do get the bond back. And but yeah, so you can contact us, become a member, and try out. We have all the chairs on offer, and we try and keep a good stock of smaller chairs for kids who are just starting out, or for people throughout the ages to try. So we have a range of sizes to fit the different people. But yeah, it's a loan system, so the chairs go out, and then as people progress, that, you know, sometimes people might start out wanting to just ease in and try maybe lawn bowls, or ease in and try hand cycling, but actually find, as they get further into the community as well and meet more people who are trying other sports, they'll try different sports too. So you can return that chair and try another chair. And so it goes until you find the right chair. And then our different regional programs, we have a regional centre in Newcastle, we have one in Wollongong, we have a centre in Coffs Harbour, out in Wagga, we have a group down in Canberra. And we, at different times, raise funds to have chairs, wheelchairs, left in stock and storage there, so that when the group is training, people can just turn up and there will be a chair for them to just have a go. So that's not their loan chair to take home and practice around the house or, you know, their local park, but when they come to training, there's always a chair to jump in.
Kathleen, it sounds absolutely accessible and fun. Thanks for letting us know about it on Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me on, Nick.
Kathleen Nichols there from Wheelchair Sports New South Wales, talking about the state of wheelchair sports, the incredible breadth of it, and just how easy it is to get involved, apparently even if you're an able-bodied person, which has actually blown my mind a little bit.